Man gets 25 to life for kidnap rape of 11-year-old girl in Santa Ana. Santa Ana, California, a 42-year-old man was sentenced April 14 to 25 years to life in prison for kidnapping and raping an 11-year-old girl in Santa Ana 24 years ago. Jose Andres Plasencia was convicted February 2 of kidnapping to commit a sex crime and 5 counts of rape, all felonies. Co-defendant Ismael Salgado, 43, is awaiting trial. Jurors deliberated for about a day before convicting Plasencia. Deputy District Attorney Kristen Brasic said in her opening statement the case comes down to one thing: opportunity. The two men were in a car on February 3, 1999, when they spotted the victim and her 13-year-old friend leaving Jerome Center in Santa Ana and tried to coax them in for a ride, Brasic said. The girls went to the community center to walk around about 5:30 p.m. and were leaving about 7 p.m., Brasic said. The guys started heckling them, Brasic said. The girls ignored them at first. The two men got out of the car and continued trying to coax them into the vehicle, Brasic said. They say, "Let's at least give you a ride," Brasic said. The 11-year-old was reluctant because of her mother's rule against accepting rides from strangers, Brasic said. But her friend agreed and encouraged the other girl to get in, Brasic said. Salgado, who was 19 at the time, was driving and Plasencia got in the back seat, with the 11-year-old in the front passenger seat, Brasic said. The men quickly grew flirty, putting their arm around them, Brasic said. The 13-year-old asked to get out, and did, and tried to get her friend to get out of the car as well, Brasic said. But the victim testified that she was going to get out and the man pulled me back in by her hair. The two men drove off with the alleged victim, Brasic said. We went to a gasoline station after that, the victim testified. I just heard the driver and passenger say they were going to rape me. The 13-year-old girl wasn't sure what just happened, so she walked to a friend's house and they consulted with his mother, who went over to the 11-year-old's house to see if she got home safely, Brasic said. When they realized the girl had not made it home, they called the police, the prosecutor said. Officers who responded to the call soon realized it was related to a call about an 11-year-old girl who showed up at her aunt's home, Brasic said. The two men went to a gas station near Raitt Street and Edinger Avenue, Brasic said. As the driver got out to pay, Plasencia held his hand over the 11-year-old's mouth, Brasic said. They drove to a dark, abandoned lot across the street where Salgado first raped the girl, while Plasencia held her down, Brasic alleged. Then they traded places, the prosecutor added. They slap her, they bite her, Brasic said. She's bruised, injured, and they decide they're not done. The two drove to another dark, abandoned lot by Valley High School, where they continued to rape her, Brasic said. The victim recognized at one point she was near her aunt's house, so she asked if she could be let go there, and she walked to her aunt's residence, Brasic said. She was emotionally traumatized, she could barely speak, when officers arrived, Brasic said. The girl was taken in for a medical exam the next day, and a nurse gathered evidence. The girl was so badly bruised she was too swollen for some exams, so she had to return the next day, Brasic said. The evidence collected was consistent with a brutal sexual assault, Brasic said. Police tracked down surveillance video from the gas station, but investigators could not identify the suspects, Brasic said. In 2016, the case was revived when officers received a DNA hit with Salgado, Brasic said. Police narrowed down other friends of Salgado's from 1999 and focused on Plasencia, Brasic said. Investigators were able to get a DNA match with Plasencia, she said. Plasencia's attorney, Sharon Marshall, said her client drank and did drugs to an extreme degree at the time because it served to soothe his reality of abuse, abandonment, and homelessness. The defense attorney told jurors, "You will hear evidence of a total and complete blackout during the night with the girl."